This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Utah Republican Congressman Jason Chaffetz, representing his state's 3rd Congressional District. He's also one of the leading skeptics of a bill that passed the House of Representatives last week, giving a non-binding vote to the people of Puerto Rico, but one that he fears could eventually lead to Puerto Rican statehood. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, glad to be with you.
What was the stated premise of this bill?
Well, the idea was that they had to have congressional approval in order to have a quote-unquote non-binding vote there in Puerto Rico. But that just doesn't hold water. In 1952, 1967, and 1993, and in 1998, the people of Puerto Rico have voted on whether or not they wanted statehood. Every time, statehood is lost. So the proponents of statehood, those that really want it there in Puerto Rico, try to change the equation and try to change the dynamics, and therefore they introduced this bill, which I fought against vehemently. I just think it's fundamentally wrong.
So what do you believe the bill will do that will push this towards statehood, whether the people want it or not?
Well, one of the things that it does is there are millions of people who were born in Puerto Rico, and they're United States citizens, but have since moved on to other places here in the United States. Maybe they live in Nebraska or Connecticut or Indiana or Utah. Well, this bill now allows them to vote in the Puerto Rico election. That's just wrong. I mean, look, I was born in California, but I live in Utah. I don't vote in the California election. That was one thing that it did that was wrong. The other thing is it didn't have the option of statehood on the ballot. It seems crazy, and it's kind of hard to explain in such a short amount of time, but it was this two-step voting process instead of just a straight-up, do you want to become a state, yes or no? Again, I think it was a manipulation by those who were trying to perpetuate and want statehood.
Who's behind this, and is this in the end about increasing Democrat numbers in Congress?
Well, the New Progressive Party is there in Puerto Rico, is the one that is pushing this. It is in their party platform. Their party platform says they want two things. They want statehood, and they want, quote-unquote, social justice. That's kind of how they've pushed it. Now, there are those of us that worry that this is there is sort of a four-pronged plan here to try to really change the voter dynamic in the United States. Giving voting rights to felons, something I'm obviously very opposed to. Amnesty for people that are here illegally, something I will never support. Giving D.C. voting rights. Again, I believe that Washington, D.C. is not a state, as stated in the Constitution, and therefore it's unconstitutional to do that. We can take the people here in Washington, D.C. and retrocede them back into, say, the state of Maryland, and that would be constitutional. But you just don't give new voting rights in the Congress to Washington, D.C. I think that's unconstitutional. And then this fourth prong, which is give voting rights to Puerto Rico. If they were to become a state, they would have 2 senators and 6 members of Congress based on the latest numbers that we have. And look, if the people of Puerto Rico want to vote on whether or not they want to become a state, great. They don't need the United States Congress to do that. It's not how they did the other 4 votes.
And Congressman, do you believe that if the people of Puerto Rico wanted to, that'd be a good thing for the country? Would Puerto Rico be a good addition to the economy? Would they contribute in a beneficial way to the country?
I don't know. That's the type of discussion we ought to have. We need to get all Americans involved in that. One of my concerns about the bill that came up last week was this came up, nobody knew it was even coming. It was on nobody's radar screen. And so they kept saying, oh, it's non-binding. But again, I think that's a discussion we ought to have. I'm not out of pocket, totally opposed to Puerto Rico's statehood, but I want to do it the right way. And if we don't go through the proper process where the people of Puerto Rico, you don't want to get married to somebody who's only 51% sure. That's just not what you want to be doing. I don't get the sense that the people of Puerto Rico are united in wanting this. There's certainly no evidence of that whatsoever.
Real quickly, what happens from here?
Well, the bill passed. Now, whether or not the Senate takes it up, I don't know. There were some amendments that I thought were good that got passed. We'll see what happens in Puerto Rico, whether or not they use this bill to try to have a vote there in Puerto Rico. Or they can do what I would suggest they do, is just have a straight up or down vote. Do you want to become a state, yes or no? And then we'll go from there.
Congressman, an interesting debate that certainly flew under the radar to a large extent. Thanks for helping to bring it to our attention.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Utah Congressman Jason Chaffetz represents his state's 3rd Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.